Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, so let's take another step toward your best self today. This is your weekend recap. Now, let's review. On Monday, we talked about the benefits of breaking out of your normal routine. When we do the same things, the same ways, over and over again, our brain tries to systematize it. This is the process of automaticity. The unfortunate part is, it makes us less conscious of our actions, and with less engagement, we get less benefits. That is why breaking out of your routine can be so transformative. Next, Tuesday we talked about maintenance mode. It is perfectly acceptable to have times when you're not pushing or challenging yourself. Sure, it means you're not growing as much, but that's okay. Focus on maintaining the baseline you've established for yourself and pick it back up when you feel called to or it's more doable. Then, Wednesday's tip was a simple technique to not start with what went wrong and instead start with what went right. This primes us to have a positive anchor that everything else builds around and helps us see things more positively overall, which will help us to achieve a better end result. Then Thursday's quote was, "It doesn't need to be forever for it to be right." Just because something ends doesn't mean it was useless. And just because we know something will end doesn't mean it's less valuable now. We meet the moment as we're meant to, and we carry forward everything that happens with us. So let things go when they're meant to, and value what you have now. And last, on Friday, we talked about a few different theories of emotions. First was the Stoic approach to not allowing emotions to affect your decisions and behaviors. We talked about the Somatic approach of trying to embrace, embody, and express your emotions fully so that they don't get trapped. And there's also the biological approach that suggests the evolutionary purpose of emotions is to keep us safe and communicate to us. I'm Brian Ford, and I'm proud of you and the way you are stepping up. If you're new to the podcast, I have the perfect place for you to get started and really dive in. I've aggregated some of the best, most popular episodes from the past that summarize the 7 fundamentals to self-improvement. And trust me, you'll be surprised to learn what some of them are. If you want to have the right foundation for your growth and avoid the mistakes too many people make, click the link in the description and I'll send them to you right away. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.